Change of Heart by Beth Wiseman, Chapter 1. Leah folded her arms across the spiral notebook and held it close to her thumping chest. She was late for supper, again. She eased her way up the front porch steps of the farmhouse and peered through the screen door. Her family was already seated at the long wooden table in the kitchen. She sucked in a breath and prepared for her father's wrath. Supper was always at 5 o'clock, and preparations usually began an hour before that. Leah was expected to help. Her eldest sister Edna cut her eyes in Leah's direction as Leah closed the screen door behind her. Mary Carol scowled at Leah, too, and blew out an exasperated sigh. "Sorry I'm late," Leah tucked her chin, but raised her eyes enough to catch a sympathetic gaze from her younger sister Kathleen. Leah forced a smile in Kathleen's direction. "Wash for supper, Leah." Mary and Petersheim didn't look at her daughter, but instead glanced at her husband, a silent plea for mercy on her face. "Yes, ma'am." Leah rushed upstairs, stored her notebook in the top drawer of her nightstand, and quickly washed her face and hands. She tucked loose strands of brown hair beneath her prayer covering, smoothed the wrinkles from her black apron, and walked briskly down the stairs. She slid in beside Edna on the backless wooden bench and bowed her head in silent prayer as forks clanked against plates. When she was done, she reached for the chow chow and spooned a small amount of the pickled vegetables onto her plate. She helped herself to a piece of her mother's baked chicken and then eyed her favorite casserole. Leah loved the way Kathleen prepared the green bean mixture with buttered Ritz cracker crumbs on top. But the casserole was on the other side of her father, and she wasn't about to ask him to pass it. Day didn't look up.